You sense a similar passion from Leon Washington in particular?
Oh, no question. Leon is a true professional, very detail-oriented in the way he approaches his craft, and it's contagious to the young guys. I mean, the guy's been doing it as long as he has and has had all the success that he's had and just still have the passion and the work ethic. It's fun to be around.
Matthew, when you guys get ready to go down to Philadelphia, I mean, it seems like what happened here at the end of practice might be indicative of the fact you guys are ready to go against somebody else.
Yeah, you know, obviously it's camp and you know, you get tired, you get hot, and you're working hard and things happen. You know, before we go down to Philadelphia, we got some good days here to continue to focus in and worry about the Patriots and worry about what we're doing and trying to improve day in and day out. And we'll worry about Philadelphia when the time comes for it. But, you know, we still have business to take care of here.
Yeah. In what way, though, is that of value to the team when you get to, you know, practice and prepare against the team you're going to face in the preseason?
I think you get to see different looks, different schemes, different personnel. Kind of prepares you for what it's going to be like during the season. You know, you kind of pick up tendencies and habits when you go against the same guys every day. So it's just, you know, something new, something fresh. You have to adapt on the move and be able to adjust, and that's just like a game.
Yeah. In that respect, does the preparation, the detail, you know, become almost like a game type atmosphere?
Yes, I mean, in order for us to be the team that we want to be, that attention to detail has to be there every day, whether we're competing against ourselves or whether it be us practicing against an opponent. I mean, that attention to detail is what separates bad teams from average ones from great ones. So that's something that we take a lot of pride in, and we have to continue to do a good job of.
What kind of advice do you impart upon some of the players that are going to be, you know, special teams players at first? Do you sort of seek out that advice or give it to them?
You know, if guys approach me, I just, you know, tell them, look, this is an opportunity for you, number one, to have yourself an NFL career, and secondly, help this football team. It's a very important phase of the game, and a lot of times it goes overlooked, but not here. And, you know, guys have to understand the idea of buying into being a role player. And you know, everybody can't be Tom Brady and throw 50 touchdowns. Everybody can't be Gronk catching 20 touchdowns. You got to have role players in order for you to have a successful football team, and hopefully we can get the young guys to buy into that and have success in that phase of the game.
Would you like to have a bigger role in the past?
You know, my approach is going to be the same as always been, and that's just to go out and do whatever they ask me to do. And whether it be playing receiver, doing special teams, playing safety, whatever it may be. So, and that's my focus, is doing what I'm asked to do, trying to improve upon my craft and take it from there.
What is this, your sixth season now?
It is.
Can you believe it's going on 6 years?
No, it's hard to believe at times. You know, it's really been a blessing. You know, a few years ago, or even when I started out, who would have known that I would have made it this far? So I'm really thankful. I thank God for keeping me healthy, keeping me safe, and giving me the opportunities that he's given me, and putting me in a place like this where they value a player like me. So I'm really thankful. I thank God every day for, you know, the time I have in this building and to be a part of this team.
Do you ever think back to your rookie year, and I think it was against Pittsburgh, and
oh, yeah,
where I'm going?
Oh, yeah.
You were very emotional after the game. that was the low, I assume.
Yeah, you know, I think that was a... And then looking back on it, that could have been a turning point in my career. You know, I could have folded, and you know, it was very frustrating for me and very difficult to feel like you're letting your team down. And I had, you know, I struggled a lot that year, but, you know, by the grace of God, I was able to endure that time and improve, and the coaches were patient with me. And then Scott O'Brien came in, and like I've always said, he's really changed my career path. So it's really been a blessing the way everything has worked out. You know, it's not all me. It's definitely, you know, higher power and the people around me that have enabled me to have a career thus far.
How so? How did it change your career path?
You know, I think it just taught me how to deal with adversity. Football is a game of adversity, and as a young player, there are a lot of growing pains. And if you can handle those growing pains, you might have a chance. If not, they're going to weed you out quickly. So thankfully, I had good people in my corner, and like I said, I really feel like, you know, God was involved with that, and it's just been blessed.
Who in the locker room then came up to you and just gave you words?
Oh, man.
That kept you, you know, sustained you?
Teddy Bruschi was definitely a guy. Kevin Falk, Tom Brady. I mean, a lot of veterans that at that point in time really didn't have to go out of their way for a first-year rookie who, you know, didn't know anything about playing the NFL, didn't know anything everything about being a Patriot. They went out of their way to make me feel, you know, okay about the situation, to encourage me. And I'll never forget that. And I owe those guys many thanks. You know, a guy like Larry Izzo, who took me under his wing early on, kind of allowed me to develop into the player I am today.
Have you seen that guy in the locker room that you want to pay it forward to? Maybe every year you kind of single out a guy and say, hey, I need to give him a little bit
Definitely. I feel like you gotta pass your blessings on to the next generation. And there's been those guys that, you know, they're going to come in and kind of be those teamer type of guys. And if there's any way I can help them, I always try to and encourage them and, you know, get them to buy in, like I was saying, or into their role and realize how important it is and how they can, you know, they can live their dream being an NFL football player. It may not be the way they thought it would be, but it's a means to an end. So
there's obviously a lot of different, you know, leadership styles. Do you feel like in your role now as captain, that's part of your way of being a leader of the team, just the bringing younger guys along, kind of like you were just saying, like you were back in the day?
Definitely. You know, get to my age, which is I don't feel old, but you know, a little bit older in my career now, and you feel like you want to encourage the younger guys and kind of show them how to be pros. You know, it's not always about yelling at a guy or getting in his face and challenging guys. It's about encouraging guys, about showing them the ropes, showing them the things that the veterans taught me when I was their age, and hopefully it pays off for them in some way, shape, or form.
Do you feel like you're sort of a tone setter in the locker room? You were talking back in April about after the bombings, you know, you addressed the team. And even just last week, talking about the you know, current situations, do you feel like you have a spot on the team where you're kind of one of the guys that sets the tone?
You know, I'm not sure how I view my role. You know, I know it's a unique one, and you know, I'm no different than anybody else. I'm a man who's flawed, who is just trying to figure things out one day at a time. But you know, if I can be used in certain ways to encourage my teammates, or you know, when we're going through different things, we're going through life situations, then I gladly accept that role, and we walk through this thing together. You know, it's a brotherhood in that locker room, and if that's the way that I'm to be used, then I'm all for it.
Teddy came by yesterday and gave a little speech before you guys practiced. What was some of the stuff that he invited to get?
Oh, man, I mean, when you look at Teddy Bruschi and you think, you know, Patriots football, Teddy is a Patriot. He is the man, one of the men who defines what it means to be a Patriot. And I mean, he just relayed that message to us about being a team, about doing our jobs, about, you know, and I don't want to get into too much detail about it because it was a personal conversation, but Teddy spoke from the heart, and I think he had a positive message that I think was well received by all the guys. And there's a lot to learn from a guy like that, a guy who came in and a defensive lineman in college and just fought his way and clawed his way into being one of the greatest Patriots of all time. So there's a lot to learn from that man, and you know, he imparted some of that knowledge on us yesterday.